Well, I don't know if there's a single move that you can or cannot make to say that it's going to get in. The trade deadline obviously was very late in the year. It was at a time when there's a lot of teams that were still essentially vying for options to get in. I think after the trade deadline, I thought our group responded with a lot of good games and a lot of gave ourselves an opportunity to get back into the hunt. Obviously, going into the trade deadline, we were not on, in a good on a good direction with respect to the wins and losses sides of things. But the group found a way to scratch and claw themselves back in. But I think I said it even at the time of the trade deadline, is the 48-game season. So everything is magnified in the now all the time, and everyone wanted to talk about, well, you're on this 5-game slide, and even at the end here, when we did go on a good run, everything kind of reverted back to, well, you lost 5 in a row before that. But there's still the other games that are played throughout the year, and that's the thing. Like, when I met with the group, I met with the team at the year-end exits, and we had one kind of last team meeting, and I don't address the team during the season in the dressing room. That's the coach's responsibility, and that's the coach's dressing room. But at the end of the year, when we did have our conversations and we were parting ways, I talked to them about the fact that game one matters, game two matters, game seven matters, game 15, 25, whatever, on down the line, it matters. And that could have been the one game or the two games or the three games that would have given us the points that we needed to get in to get where we wanted to be. We can focus on the 5-game losing streak. We can focus on the run at the end, and certainly those are exciting because you're getting to the finish line and everyone's going to find out where it's at. But it's that stretch in time between January, I think it was at the the middle, maybe game 6 through 14, where we went 2-7. Like, to me, like, everyone wants to talk about the Washington games, and that was the turning point. There was a Carolina game in there that certainly was very winnable for us. And for me, that's the thing that maybe I kind of focused a little bit more on. But that 2-7 stretch at the beginning of the season, it was an interesting time because we got off to a relatively good start. We talked about what it was going to take to what it was going to take to have a season like this. We talked about you got to get off to a good start. You got to get good goaltending. You got to do this. Well, we got off to a reasonably good start. It just depends where you're defining the start. But then, the inconsistency kind of crept in where, we started to go in another direction. And I guess the hard part for me is that, we needed to put the stop gaps in there to stop going in that direction. And eventually we did. But, it was interesting because at one point in time, we were going to win the division. At one point in time, we were going to draft first overall. And then another point in time, we were going to win the division again. And then another point in time, we're only a couple of wins, losses away from being in last place. Like, it was a very, because I think the uniqueness of the season and the compactness of the group, there was really, a lot of teams that would get on runs and put themselves back in, a lot of teams that would, lose consecutive games and fall, kind of by the wayside. But so I think that if anything, that the consistency was something that we needed to find a way to to be more consistent.